Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Weissoon. If you enjoy real-world hunting and fishing talk, you're really going to enjoy listening to my good friend, Luke Clayton, and his guest for the next hour.
This is David Fox, and welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoors writer for the past three decades and writes for a host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly newspaper outdoors column that appears in over 40 Texas newspapers. Luke is on the pro staff of Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Smoking Tech's electric smokers and AGM Global Vision, maker of an awesome line of thermal hunting scopes and spotters. Feel free to contact Luke through his website, catfishradio.org. Now let's join Luke and his guests for this week's show.
Welcome to the Campfire, brought to you by DSC, Conservation Education, Hunter Advocacy, Hornady Accurate, Deadly Dependable, Taurus, making some absolutely fantastic handguns when it comes to hunting, Stealth Vision, which is a new company that's out there that's producing some really outstanding scopes and binos and spotting scopes, Vineyard Max, which, oh my gosh, that's one of the best products I've ever used, and then, of course, Mossberg as well, too, makers of some of the most fantastic rifles and shotgun. And Luke Clayton by a whole lot of people. But I have to tell you, I just got back from the DSC Oklahoma chapter event that they had, the fundraiser, up in Oklahoma City. And it was out of this world good. I was up there as a speaker. And, my gosh, you talk about some great people. And, of course, that money is going to go to some absolutely great things. And the beauty of it is that chapter pretty much controls, or actually does control, about 95% of the dollars that they raise. There's only 5% that goes to the DSC proper, and that's just to make sure that they get the right equipment and that kind of thing to produce the banquet. So absolutely great time up there, and talking fast here because on my way up, I got the chance to spend some time with Dusty Vickery up there at the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, and Dusty and I kind of had an afternoon where we could kind of get around a little bit, and we spent some time. I have to tell you, we caught some unbelievably beautiful little sunfish, bluegills and other things in some of those ponds that, you know, I've talked about in the past about trying to fish, you know, out in the middle of that, what is it, 40,000 acres or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Awesome, awesome place, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. And, folks, if you don't know much about it, if you never, you know, been there, ChoctawHuntingLodge.com. Check it out. It's up southeast Oklahoma from Paris, Texas. You can be there in, what, 45 minutes, Larry, something like that, maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah,
yes,
not
sir.
That far. Oh, and back to the Dallas Safari Club. You know, I am highly impressed with all the new chapters. I remember back just when, you know, back in, I guess, the late 80s or something there, I used to go to at the Dallas Safari Club, the conventions. I watched it grow through the years, and thanks to you, the efforts of you and a lot of other folks, you know. Now there's chapters all around, even up northeast, back east, there's chapters. I don't know how many, but there's quite, it's not all just in Dallas anymore, is it, Larry?
No, it's not. We started opening chapters probably about now, I think about 5 years ago. And I've had the pleasure of speaking at numerous of those events, mm-hmm. where they have their chapter banquets or some of their chapter meetings that they do on a monthly basis. But I can't remember the exact number. We brought Bruce Borowski on board. Bruce is is a kingpin when it comes to setting up chapters. And I think we're probably up close to somewhere around 20 chapters now across the Yes, and there's another six or eight of them that are waiting online that are trying to get all the paperwork done and things like that. Of course, the beauty of DSC is you know, you don't have to be a safari hunter.
Right.
Of course, safari means nothing more than an adventure. It doesn't have anything to do with going to Africa. It just happens to be a Swahili term that means an adventure or a fun outing or that kind of thing. But the beauty of the chapters, of being a chapter of DSC, is that 75% of their top fundraiser, they control totally the dollars of to where they want to, and each one of these is a 501(c). So they're a charitable organization, but they control 75% of the dollars where they want to go to different conservation efforts, all those kind of things. 20% of it comes back to the DSC Foundation, where I used to be a member of the board, now serve as a director. But the interesting thing is the chapters can direct where that money goes. So 95% of the dollars that they raise out of their top fundraiser, they control where it goes. Now, if they have a secondary fundraiser, they control all of it. But only 5% of that of their top fundraiser comes back to the DSC, if you will, national situation. And that's really just kind of to administer a lot of different things that have to be done as far as the DSC is concerned. So if it's one of those fantastic membership things, and my gosh, there's no other organization out there, charitable of any kind, that does what DSC does in terms of dollars and in terms of what that local community or that local chapter controls. So, you know, if you're not a member of DSC, be sure to join us, BIGGAME.org. And you can join there. You can find out where all the local chapters are. And if you're interested in starting a local chapter, there's a place there that you can kind of push a button and they'll get you in touch with Bruce Borowski, and Bruce will visit with you, and next thing you know, you'll have your own chapter going.
Bingo. That easy. That quick.
How about that?
That's pretty neat, Larry. Well, that's a great organization, and you do a lot. Folks, you probably have no idea that all the work and the efforts that Larry puts into the Dallas Safari Club, but I know, and it's a lot. Just to touch on the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, I was talking to Dusty Vickery, folks, is the manager, and his wife, Nicole, there. They do an awesome job. They're just such nice people. But I was talking to Dusty yesterday, it was, and about we had a plan to come up, shoot a hog, and one time I made some, back in the fall, some gusado and cooked it down real thick, and we had some tortillas, and old Dusty, he thought, I guess somebody had fed him some wild pork that wasn't cooked right. I don't know, but he said, that's the best. He was like, he was shocked. He said, this is really good. I said, we do this every time, Dusty. This is not a problem. Anyway, we were talking about cooking some, so I told him I shot a hog using my AGM Global Vision thermal here by the house, half a mile from the house, over at Kenneth Shepherd's place. He'd been calling me, Kenneth had, and he said, there's a bunch of hogs in here, and I counted 42 hogs, and I took that adder, it's a thermal scope, over there, sat in the back of my pickup and spotted a bunch of them, and people were kidding me. I shot about a 45-pounder, and I am about to get back to Dusty Vickery, but I got to tell this to prelude here. I shot about a 45-pounder, the kind that Dusty Vickery likes, you know. Well, and I passed up some that weighed 150 pounds, you know, but I'm all about the tender vittles. So that's the one I picked out, and the little Mossberg, little patrol rifle, 223, Larry. People kid me, what do you hunt with a little 223 for? I said, I hunt for meat, you know, I do. And I shot that hog right up in front of the shoulder. No meat damage whatsoever. So it did a good job. I was talking to Dusty. I told him about it. He said, you're not making gusado, are you? And I said, actually, the meat is on the smoking smoker right now. You know, I smoked the meat, and I smoked it all. I took the prime cuts. I mean, the hogs out here, you got to get rid of some of them. So I just kept the prime pork, Larry. And I smoked it, actually I smoked it overnight at about 190 with some pecan wood. And then I cut it up and put it in a big old skillet with all the peppers and stuff and make the gusado. Anyway, I think old Dusty was drooling after I got through telling him about it. But we'll try to get, next time I come up there, it's sometimes to the Choctaw Hunting Lodge, sometimes, you know, we might stay a night or two. It's hard to shoot one, skin it, cook it, and all that's the way I like to do it, but I'll make sure there's some in the cooler when I go up there next time, Larry. You know?
I like how you think. Since we're talking about those guys, we mentioned DSC. They are donating the Choctaw Nation, and of course, the DSC, I mean, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge are donating a buffalo hunt to the DSC Foundation Gala, which will be in June. And it'll be for a pretty good sized bull, if you will. And that will be a fantastic hunt. We're working out the details on it right now, but also talked to my good old friend, John Wilson down at the Double Nickel Taxidermy, and part of that package, which will be up for auction, will also, it'll include a shoulder mount on a buffalo bull as well, too. So, great eating, you know, put the mount on the wall and get to do it on the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. And if they did it the right time, I got a feeling I'm going to be there with a camera, and we'll probably record for a segment or a show of the Sportsman's Life as well, too. So, you know, really appreciate those guys for all they do at Choctaw. They're such great people there, as you mentioned. And not only that, they are great contributors of hunts and things like that to causes like what DSC is involved in. And, you know, please let them know that they're truly appreciated.
You bet. I was sure happy to hook up with the folks up there years back. And
thank you, because you were the one who hooked me up with those guys.
Well, Well, that's true. But it all worked out just perfectly. And I went, not only did we have a new place to highlight, but we made a bunch of new friends too up there, Larry. And that's to me, that's as important, more important than most, than anything else, you know. But I was tickled to death to do that. Gosh, we are almost out of time, Larry. You know, you and I have been talking here for almost 12 minutes.
Oh my goodness. Well, we covered lots of ground this morning. I'll tell you,
we did. So what I want to do, the hogs where I live now are so plentiful. I mean, well, 42 on that clover, that patch of clover night before last. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen that many hogs, or I've never been that close to hunting hogs, because I actually put a sneak on them, got up there about 60 yards, and I was 60 yards from 42 hogs. You know, it was, you know, it's one thing to have one or 10 hogs, but to have that many, I picked up, Larry, that show should be on A Sportsman's Life. I filmed that through the Adder. Now, the Adder is a AGM Global Vision, you know, thermal scope that I've got mounted on that little Mossberg 223. Well, it has sound and it has a video, you know, so you can talk softly into that scope while you're hunting, and it record. And I did that. Well, when I got real close, I had to go silent because I spooked the hogs, you know. But when I was back off, I talked into that and gave that to our buddy Jeff Rice, our part of a key part of our Sportsman's Life that puts the show together. And,
yes, sir.
And all that turned out great. And it was highlighting an easy way to hunt hogs out of the back of your truck in a swivel chair, you know. But although I did have to get out and put a little sneak on the hogs, but they were within a couple hundred yards. So folks, watch for A Sportsman's Life. It's archived every week on YouTube. You can just search out A Sportsman's Life on YouTube, but it's also on Carbon TV, and it's also on another network called Gen 7 Outdoors. That's GEN, the number 7 Outdoors, right, Larry?
That's on all those, and actually they can go to my website, which is Larry Weissen, all lowercase, runtogether.net.
Yep.
And it appears there along with the DSC Campfires podcast that I do. So, I mean, and then, of course, they can get our books there as well, too. And, you know, in another segment, we'll talk about the new book, you know, I just completed, that's on the way to the printers as we speak.
About hogs. You bet. Well, Larry, we're out of time. Let's make a plan this time next week to join everybody right back here. What do you say?
I cannot wait.
Folks, this segment is made possible by Ultramatic Feeders. Go online to ultramaticfeeders.com and check out the most awesome line of game feeders in the world. I've been using these things for 15 years, and I've got one that's been in the woods about 10 or 11 years. I forget exactly how long. Check them out, ultramaticfeeders.com. Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Anything you need relating to air guns, go online to Pyramid, P-Y-R-A-M-Y-D, pyramidair.com.